Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, and I'm Charlotte Kniep. Today, I wanted to talk about something that is unfortunately a huge problem and a trend in our society, especially among teens, and that's suicide and depression and how they're connected. And actually, 25% of all people, regardless of their age, their life situation, their gender, they'll all deal with some form of mental illness, at least at one point in their life. And when mental illness is left unchecked, it carries with it a risk of leading to suicide or at least suicidal thoughts. Earlier this summer, actually, in my small community that I live in, a mother of three committed suicide, and it was something that just really shook our community. I know it was devastating and horrible for her family, and it really tore them apart, but it really brought the issue home, and it made us feel the need and the desire to have these types of conversations openly and honestly with friends and family so that we could be a helpful and supportive network for each other. And in the LDS faith, church leaders have spoken out about how prevalent this issue really is and how much it can affect all of us. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said, quote, "Making a child or youth feel worthless, unloved, or unwanted can inflict serious and long-lasting injury on his or her emotional well-being and development. Young people struggling with an exceptional condition, including same-gender attraction, are particularly vulnerable and need loving understanding, not bullying or ostracism. With the help of the Lord, we can repent and change and be more loving and helpful to children, our own and those around us." Close quote. So in the last few months, the LDS Church has updated their website, which discusses suicide and how to help prevent it. And that web address is lds.org/preventing-suicide. And they've added some really helpful links and tips if you or a loved one find yourself in a situation where suicide might become a possibility. And among the tips that they share on that site, I wanted to let you know a few things that really stuck out to me. So some good warning signs to be aware of in friends or family members that you think might be struggling with depression are to see if they are withdrawing from social events or groups that they used to be involved in. Notice if they have a loss of appetite or a loss of desire to do anything that they used to enjoy doing. Notice if they feel a sense of hopelessness or a lack of purpose in life. It's also good to be aware if this person has had a family history of abuse or depression and suicide. Something else the website points out is to just ask someone very boldly if they are all right, if you suspect that something is off in their life. And if you yourself are struggling, have the courage to reach out to a trusted friend, a family member, or a church leader and tell them how you're feeling. Tell them the things that you're struggling with, because there are people in your life who care about you and who want you around, and they want to help you if things aren't right and if you are feeling depressed. Another thing the website points out is that if someone does come to you with concerns about mental illness or suicide, it's important that you be a good listener and not judge them or jump to conclusions or jump into giving them a bunch of advice. Recognize that it takes a lot of faith for this person to come to you and a lot of trust on their part to talk to you about really vulnerable, sensitive things like this. The website also says that if you do feel like you or a loved one are struggling with depression or especially the aftermath of a recent traumatic event, you need to seek professional counseling and possibly even medical help. This is not a sign of weakness. I can't emphasize that enough. It is absolutely a sign of strength to admit to yourself that you need help and to take the steps necessary to seek it out. As someone who has struggled with depression and anxiety in my own life, I can absolutely testify of the power of speaking with a counselor and getting medication for these types of mental issues. There absolutely is hope and happiness on the other side of these issues, but sometimes it takes a huge trial of our faith and our courage to get there. And if you're feeling hopeless or depressed, Heavenly Father does not want you to feel this way. He wants you to feel better, and He's given us so many different tools and resources in the form of counselors, in the form of bishops and friends and family and medication that can help us to make it through these really debilitating issues. And again, if you or a loved one are feeling depressed and possibly suicidal, please visit lds.org/preventingsuicide for some really helpful resources and tips. Okay, we're going to close our episode today with a quote from Sister Neil F. Marriott. And she says, "Truly yoked to the Savior, we can say with confidence, it will all work out." Close quote. And I know with depression and anxiety and suicide, it feels like the world is crashing down around you. But with prayer, we can feel hope. We can be guided and directed to the right people and the right resources that can help us recover and move on and have happier lives. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.